Iran, 40 years after the victory of the Islamic Revolution. In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the program. The United States of America has hatched every kind of plot against the Islamic Revolution to force the Iranian nation to bow to its dictates. This is because the Iranian nation cut the hands of Washington in Iran and the United States lost its illegal interests in Iran. And the Islamic Revolution became a role model for other oppressed nations to get rid of the yoke of bullying powers. The global arrogance led by the U.S. has committed myriads of crimes against the Iranian nation. Among these crimes was the downing of the Iranian passenger plane in the Persian Gulf by the American warship Vincennes and murdering of all 290 innocent passengers on board. The United States has extended its measures against Iran to more international arenas for the past decade. These include issues like the bombastic fuss on Iran's peaceful nuclear program, an insinuation of Iranophobia to isolate the Islamic Republic in the region and the world. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, said to the officials, "Many of our problems with the United States are not basically solvable. The reason is that America's problem with us is us, ourselves. I mean, the very Islamic Republic. This is the problem. Neither the nuclear energy nor human rights are the problem. America's problem is the Islamic Republic itself." These realities are the root causes of the U.S. enmity towards Iran. The United States' goal is to portray a smeared image of the Islamic Revolution and depict the Islamic Republic as a factor for destabilization of the region. This, while the U.S. strategy has been focused on forging security crises in Iran's neighboring countries and the West Asian countries. The U.S. policies have not changed in nature, but they have just continued in new forms under Trump. Ayatollah Khamenei, referring to this point, says, "America is looking for an opportunity to impose its will on the Iranian nation, and the nature of the current America is the same as the era of Reagan, and there's no difference between the Democrats and the Republicans." The U.S. hostilities against Iran have never stopped. The U.S. administration has proved many times that it is not committed to any international treaty or obligation whatsoever. The Iranian nation, through resisting against the threats, bullying, and sanctions of the United States and Europe, has shown that it won't retreat from the right path of defending its rights and independence. Ayatollah Khamenei stated, "During these years, some people like the current American officials have clearly been hostile towards the Iranian nation, and the stratagem of some of them has been like iron fist in a velvet glove. But all these schemes increase the self-reliance of the people and officials to find the ways of encountering the enemy's stratagems." Today, the Islamic Republic establishment enjoys social stability, security, national unity, and defensive might. The Islamic Republic continues marching in the path of the principles of the revolution to reach progress in all domains. The leader, highlighting some junctures of the Iranian history, said, "The rescue of the country from the evil of the despotic and hereditary royal rule, resistance against every plot of the past 40 years, and increase of Iran's reputation and respect in the region and the world are other indications of the Islamic Republic's might." The Islamic Republic attained victory in the 8-year war against the broad front of enemies. This and other victories have their roots in the indomitable resolve of the Iranian nation vis-a-vis brazen enemies. The 40th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution surely is not the end of the march towards perfection and sublimity. In the words of the leader, we are still in the beginning of the way and through efforts, struggle, knowing the way, courage, prudence, and proper use of facilities should continue the course of progress and get to the pinnacle intended by the nation and the revolution. Ayatollah Khamenei considered correct understanding of the enemy's threat and proper cognizance of the battlefield as a prerequisite for marching the uneven course of progress and overcoming the obstacles. The leader reiterated, in spite of the Americans' hard power, the fact is that they are not in the position of power because the main factor which determines power in the global confrontations is the software power in the sense of logic, reasoning, and new discourse, which America is very weak in these aspects, and due to the lack of logic and reasoning, it speaks on the basis of bullying. Great politicians in the world praise the Iranian nation because of 4 decades of stiff resistance and resilience against pressures. Ayatollah Khamenei stressed, the realities of the country show that the nation and the young generation have decided not to be humiliated, not to depend on foreign powers and enemy and take dear Iran to the pinnacle of dignity and honor, which, with the divine favor, has the resolve and ability to do this.